I hope everybody will hear me and will understand my pronunciation of some English words because I have some problem with it sometimes. So if anybody who doesn't understand what it means or the way I pronounce it, just clarify it with me and I will give you a plan. I'm not also used to speaking in public, so I hope everybody will be patient with me. Today I will be talking about the Filipino women and militarism. The Philippine People's Power II uprising in 2001 put Gloria Macapagal Arroyo in power. Many people held on to her promises that she would improve the conditions of the Filipinos, particularly the women. Despite her promises of a bright future for the Filipino people, the condition of the majority of the Filipino, particularly the women, have been deteriorating for the last year. This is because of her adherence to the strict adherence to the dictates of neoliberal globalization and increasing militarism by local and foreign military under the guise of the U.S.-led global war on terrorism. Globalization has devastated the lives of the majority of the Filipinos. The crisis has now led the way to war as the U.S. uses the September 11 attacks as the justification to launch a global offensive against what it calls terrorism. The Arroyo government welcomes this turn of things, which would bring U.S. troops, arms, and aid money into the Philippine military, now fighting the bandit group Abu Sayyaf. This is a welcome opportunity for the U.S., as its war has opened the way for recovery of the U.S. bases and U.S. armed troops to the Philippines and greater control, and utilization of the Philippines for its military intentions. The return of the U.S. armed troops to the Philippines and President Macapagal Arroyo's shameless collaboration with her imperialist master shows how the U.S. continues to use the entire Philippines as a big military base, despite the fact that the progressive and militant forces and the vast majority of the people have already junked the military bases agreement in 1991. With the U.S. using the Philippines as a second front in the global war on terrorism, and the deployment of more than 4,000 American soldiers for the Balikatan joint military exercises that has begun last February, what will be the impact on women? Gabriela, the National Alliance of a Women's Organization in the Philippines, believes that the war will only serve to intensify the exploitation and oppression that women are already feeling as a result of imperialist globalization. Peasant women and children are the hardest hit by the militarization in the countryside. As Sinaida Soriano of AMIHAN, the National Federation of Peasants Organization, told an audience at a recent Center for Women's Research Forum, increased military presence is meant to suppress the peasant unrest and protect the interests of foreign corporations. Military operations against armed rebel groups like the New People's Army and Moro Islamic Liberation Front, as well as CIA-made bandit groups like the Abu Sayyaf, has resulted in the evacuation of 173,004 families or 928,874 individuals in Mindanao alone. Under these conditions, many peasant women are forced to migrate to the cities to seek work in factories or house help. But because of the ever-increasing terminal crisis of the Philippine economy, there are no jobs to be found in the cities. Thousands are laid off as local industries are crushed by huge multinational corporations, as privatizations of most, if not all, of the national industries such as healthcare is privatized, and unions struggling for the most basic and minimum standard are crushed under the guise of deregulation. In the Philippines, as it is in most part of the world, women are the last to be hired and first to be fired, which leads to no other choices for women and their families but to get into more debts in order to migrate abroad. Of the estimated 8 to 11 million overseas Filipino workers around the world, 70% are women. The majority work as domestic workers, while others are entertainers and nurses. Highly educated, yet unable to find sufficient livelihood in the Philippines, they are forced to go abroad to seek a better life. They take the dirty, difficult, and dangerous jobs that the nationals of the host countries refuse to take. They face racism, discrimination, and de-skilling. According to Migrante International, a Filipino alliance of overseas migrant and immigrant organizations, over 400 Filipinos, mostly contract workers, died overseas last year. Displaced from the countryside and finding little opportunity for livelihood in the cities, many women and children are forced into prostitution. According to the International Labor Organization, the Philippines has the highest number of women prostitutes, which is 600,000. An estimate of 100,000 of these are children. The economic crisis and war against terrorism that countries are facing today are twin problems that have destructive impact to the toiling masses, especially women, wrote Lisa Masa, Bayan Muna Party List representative to the Philippine Congress and Secretary General of Gabriela, in a message to the International League of People's Struggle. Economic downturns exploits women's labor and bodies to the hilt as big capitalists resort to all sorts of schemes to amass profit. Women's lives and bodies become vulnerable targets of all forms of violence in times of war for pleasure and profit, she added. Tanikala, an organization in Davao City, where militarization is currently on the rise, focusing on abuse and prostituted women, reported 36 girls aged 13 to 18 years old were recruited by a syndicate to work in Zamboanga City as waitresses and entertainers with the start of the Balikatan exercises. Zamboanga City is one place where the U.S. military have been deployed earlier this year. Ninots Karuska, an international spokesperson for the Purple Rose campaign of Gabriela to end the sex trafficking of Filipino women, said in an interview with Ibon Features, like an incense stalker, the U.S. military has been unable to let go of the Filipina. Even in the U.S., Filipinas have been smuggled into work at entertainment areas surrounding the bases. It would seem that the U.S. military sexual and physical brutalization of Filipinas have also driven it into a mad obsession. And in this mad obsession, women and children are victims. Resistance to U.S. armed intervention in the Philippines is fast spreading, as well as actions by ever-politicized citizenry to drive out American troops. They are staunchly protesting by means of street actions, mass meetings, education, dissemination of information, cultural presentations, signature campaigns, and other forms of collective action. Legal bids have also been filed in courts. Overseas Filipinos and other anti-imperialist forces have also been launching mass actions. At the same time, though, there is a need to persevere even more to reach out and explain to people, organize, and mobilize them in greater numbers in order to achieve the broad unity of the populace in the fight against imperialist domination and intervention. Filipinos and their friends abroad must continue to expose the nature of imperialism and its exploitation and oppression of the nation and the people, the semi-colonial character of the Philippines society, and the puppetry of the Philippine government, the history of imperialist aggression in the country, the U.S. strategic, economic, political, and military interest in the Philippines and the Asia Pacific, and the real objectives of the reentry of the American troops into the country. The revolutionary movement in the Philippines and the people must tirelessly fight and steadfastly keep up the struggle against the Macapagal Arroyo regime's espousal of U.S. armed intervention and any other regime that will advocate it. At the same time, Filipinos everywhere, including Pinay, here in Montreal, must also denounce and oppose all U.S. intervention and aggression in all parts of the world in strong solidarity with our sisters victimized and defiantly struggling against the growing tide of militarism and all progressive movements opposing imperialism. And I would like to invite anybody who will be interested to join a caucus, women's caucus in Vancouver that's going to happen, that is planned to have in sometime in November. It's grassroots women's against U.S. war or anti-war. Conference, caucus. So if anybody is interested, just talk to Beth. She's representing the grassroots women from Vancouver. And also we would like to invite anybody who is interested to join the fact-finding mission in the Philippines for human rights violation. It's going to be happening in July this year. So just contact one of the Filipino organizations like PINAI and we would give you the details. Okay.